The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I'm your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by my company for today, the one, the only, Anne. How are you? Good to
Hello.
See you.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
We can always count on you to be on the podcast. It's good to see you.
Always hanging around.
Always here. Always
happy
together.
Happy to be on.
Oh, the happiest. We have a really fun episode today. We're going to be diving into some spring fashion. We always like to touch upon this at the start of every season, and it's the beginning of March when we're filming this,
recording
this. I always say that. Yes. It's also your birthday month.
It is. I love March.
Yes. So we love March for Anne. Your birthday is March 11th.
Yes. Can't wait.
Can't wait. So be sure to mark that on your calendars, everyone, and then set an alert and wish Anne a happy birthday. We'll be waiting. No, I'm totally kidding.
I love my birthday. Yeah. Some people don't like their birthdays. I love it.
I also like when your birthday is for you, because it's kind of like nothing's really going on. So you always have your birthday to look forward to, because
it's good point.
Settled in kind of a lull of the year, I would
it
say.
Is.
Yeah. But
so that's
in a good
like
way.
It. Yeah. So it's my birthday month.
It is your birthday month.
I really kind of celebrate it the whole month.
As you should. Yes. As you should. So we're going to start off today's episode with our bows and lows, our pits and peak of the week. And I feel like nothing groundbreaking has been happening. I mean, I know what our lows were.
Well, my low is that I have a cold.
Yeah.
So I apologize because I'm a little stuffy.
Little stuffed up.
But I feel like low. And I feel like everyone is sick. My mom has had a cold. You had a cold last week. Claire sounded terrible. I think Connor has a cold.
Yeah, everyone has been getting
sick. I'll stop listing people.
I think it's also to do with the up and down the weather here in Cleveland, Ohio. It's one day it was like 60 degrees. The next day it's raining and 30 degrees. It's like, just figure it out, you know?
Exactly.
Because it's the up and the down. Mm-hmm. Our bow for this week, I had a really fun weekend. We went to the gala and that was superb. And then I have another fun weekend coming up as well. So I'm just kind of looking forward to that.
What was your low?
Oh, my low? Oh, well, my low was also that you were sick.
Oh, oh, that's sweet.
It was the same low in my head. That's what I was thinking.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I can't really think of another low that I had. I feel like I was just here sitting talking to the podcast a minute ago. So there wasn't
It was a
time.
Fast week and you did a lot.
It was a fast week.
You've been
week.
Working all week.
Yeah, but nothing. I can't really think of anything else that went haywire.
Well, that's good that you didn't have a big low.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
So that's our updates.
My bow. Well, your bow was that. My bow is that we have made a lot of progress on our house that we're building.
Yes. Do you want to give a little update? Because I always get questions about that.
And I'm really excited. We're going to hopefully break ground in a couple of weeks. And my team of people that Dad and I are working with are fantastic. We have a great designer, fantastic architect. They're lovely. They're wonderful people.
Wonderful.
And we accomplished a lot this week. We got the windows figured out. And we're just kind of making our list. They're extremely organized. I love their attention to detail. So I would say that has been a bow. Every week we have house meetings, but I feel like we're really making progress.
You're due to break ground within the next couple of weeks, like March 15th or something like that.
Hopefully.
So it's really coming up soon, which is exciting because you can actually see things come to life.
Yes. All of our plans are done. you know, we're working on the floor plans inside, picking out appliances, and I'm thoroughly enjoying the whole experience.
Yeah, and I pop in once in a while to some of the meetings, depending on what it is. Like last week, I guess I could talk about that. I showed it in a TikTok, but last week I came with you to help pick out faucets. And what other appliances were we looking at? Was it mostly just faucets?
Faucets.
Faucets, yeah. So we go to the showroom and, you know, they like present some different options and then you kind of go through each what you're looking for. So that's also really fun. It's also kind of a good escape because it's like you're not really on, or I'm not on my phone and you're like thinking about something that's for me totally out of my realm. Yes. So I also enjoy going because it's a creative process, but it's like a good little escape. Yeah.
And our designer is just delightful. So delightful. She's great and she guides us.
And yes. Very organized and knowledgeable and has a lot of wisdom relating to this. And you two really mesh together, which is also huge because you do spend a lot of time with the team that you're working with.
Right.
And you have to get along with them, not only creatively, but just on a personal level.
It's true. And then they also are very helpful because we had water damage at the lake house.
Yes.
So they have kind of just stepped in and really taken the lead and helped us get that situated and ready to get fixed.
Yes. You're actually doing construction now at the lake house and then also breaking ground on the new house. So it's been a lot of meetings and design and conversations because there's two projects going on at once. But the lake house has to get fixed. And I think we've touched upon this before. It's a great opportunity to add those extra bedrooms onto the second floor. Instead of just kind of like patching up what was damaged, we are, you know, reworking the layout. Not necessarily, we're not expanding the house in any way. The footprint's staying the same. We're just adding smaller bedrooms to the existing frame of the house, which is going to be perfect as we get older, as the family's growing. So hopefully that's done somewhat quickly so we can use it this summer. Mm-hmm. But the good news is that if you guys don't know this, Grammy and Papa, our grandparents, also have a lake house across the street from us. So we do have their house that we can use. We're like
me knocking at the door. Hi.
Hey. Yeah.
We're here.
Grammy's gonna be raising us all summer again. We just are gonna shift over. They're not gonna know what hit them.
Right.
They're gonna wish that pipe never burst.
Yes. So true. So true.
Yeah. So I was at one of the design meetings like probably 2 weeks ago where they picked out or they presented everything that was going into the bedrooms, which was also really fun because it's still like in the vibe of Serena and Lily. It's just not from Serena and Lily. They like sourced it through the designers. So that was fun because everything's like rattan and really whimsical and kind of like we took inspiration from The Colony and Celery Kimball. So I just think it's going to be fabulous. We're really utilizing wallpaper a lot more. That was a big takeaway that I had for the new bedrooms in the lake house is wallpaper.
And when Elizabeth was home, she came to one of the meetings. And yes, we did pick a different wallpaper for an accent wall in each room.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be, so it'll still be unified in the way it looks, but they're all different.
Yeah, I think that's also going to be super cute because I feel like it cozies the space up. And we also like wallpaper in general, specifically in like random place, not random places, but like Elizabeth has wallpaper on the ceiling of her bedroom at home and like our little half bath downstairs as this really playful wallpaper. So I don't know. Or, you know, what does our designer call it? Wall covering. She doesn't call it wallpaper. She calls it wall covering.
I like that better.
It's a bit chicer.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, it's just been design central over here. And that's really what has been occupying a lot of your time.
Yes, a lot of time. But I like it. And I'm thinking about it constantly.
Yeah, and that's also nice because like your team, what was it? Your designer and your architect were on the phone this morning at 5 in the morning because neither of them could sleep and they were going over stuff.
I love them.
Which like that commitment, like I love that somebody is thinking about this and at 5 in the morning.
They both love their job so much.
Yes, yes.
And they're invested. And I feel like when we're working on stuff, they're helping choose as if it was their own home.
I cannot agree with you more. And also just to give a little bit more of a backstory and like a visual for our the new house that you're building, what would you say the style of it's going to be? Because I feel like people like when you obviously see I post about our house now currently, which is all white. Like literally it's all white. So I was getting questions on some Q&A like what the style of the new house is going to be.
Oh, that's a good question. So it's a Georgian or a colonial. And it's going to be white brick with some siding, sort of a combo, and very symmetrical, very traditional. And then the interior is going to, we're going away from the all white.
Yep.
And I want, I think, more vibrant colors, cozy, lush.
Yep. There was some other really great ideas, which I'm not going to give it all away because I don't know if this is like actually going to happen, but we're going to have a bar built in.
I was just going to say that. I was looking at you like, can I tell about the bar?
I think this is something fun to tell because, again, actually, like, the furnishings have not been picked out. Obviously, the plan of the house is set, but you still are going to be working on that within the next few months. But we know that there's going to be a big built-in bar in the family room.
Yes. So the heart of the whole home is the family room.
Yes.
And then everything will kind of go around it, I guess, in a U shape, maybe. So when you walk in the front door, you'd be walking through the foyer into the big family room.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have this bar.
Yes.
And right now the plan is to do a black lacquer paint.
Oh, I think that's going to be really cool. And when we were picking out the faucets and kind of like appliances relating to the kitchen and bathrooms, we found this adorable. Was it copper, would you say? Or was it like a...
It's a hammered gold.
It was a hammered gold
sink.
Sink that's going to go on the bar. So I think that the finishings for the bar are actually going to be in a hammered gold. Mm-hmm. Whereas for the rest of the house, like the kitchen and the bathrooms, it's going to be more of like a nickel.
No, actually yesterday we picked it out. This is just riveting information.
We have nothing else.
No, but the handles, we're going to go with like an antique brass with a little bit of detail on it.
Oh,
on,
cool.
On the doorknobs.
Oh, pretty.
So, but then, for instance, if you're in the powder room, the outside doorknob will be this antique brass, but then the inside doorknob will match whatever the faucet is in the
bathroom.
That's
what I was saying. Like, I feel like faucets and stuff will be...
You're right about that.
A nickel.
Mm-hmm. Or a polished chrome or something.
Polished chrome. Yeah, same with the kitchen. But then the actual door handles, you're saying, on the wood doors are going to be...
antique brass.
Antique brass. Okay. Very interesting.
We were first talking about an oil-rubbed bronze.
Oh.
And then we scrapped all of that.
Okay.
And we went with this antique brass. And then, but the doorknobs and maybe the light fixtures on the outside of the house are probably going to be an oil-rubbed bronze.
Oh, fabulous.
And I'm going to do taupe shutters.
Oh, yeah, we're doing taupe shutters.
I feel like this is kind of a fun unveiling. I haven't really talked about this.
Yeah, no, but I feel like this is like the general plan. So it's good to share that because we have to, and obviously things could change, but I wanted to share with them because home decor, so many people love.
Well, and I think we talked about this too. I need to find a way. Well, one, I need to be better about posting stuff on Instagram.
Yes, yes.
I don't know why I don't. I need to be better at that.
We will. We'll remind you
and
more.
And then I think it would be fun to maybe document the house.
I completely agree.
For instance, I should go over now and take a picture. I should have a picture of when the old house was there. And then now I should take it with nothing there.
I think we do have a picture of the old house.
We do.
I remember I took you, it was actually your idea to take vlog footage of what the old house was, both inside and outside. And I do know I still have that.
That was smart.
So it would be really funny to share what it looked like prior because we tore the house down and it was an eyesore to the community. Like, it's not like we were tearing down this beautiful home. It was falling apart.
It was not fixable. It was...
No.
It was awful.
It was awful. Like, it needed to be taken down. And it was kind of set back pretty deep into the property. And it was just, the setup of it was so convoluted.
That was a great description.
And it's convoluted. Flanked by these beautiful homes. And then it was just kind of this like eyesore. So it had to come down. And I'm excited for what is to come with you guys. And specifically, you and the designer have been working so hard on everything. So it's going to be fun to finally see that. Like, get started.
It is going to be exciting.
And I agree. Definitely follow sincerely.ann on Instagram because we will make you post on Instagram about the house updates. I mean, I love following Instagram people who...
So do I.
...do remodels or building a home or anything like that.
And even the lake house might be kind of fun to track a little bit.
Oh, totally. That's also very cool in a different way because we're repurposing the layout. We're not necessarily, like, changing the structure of the house. I think in some ways that's... even cooler because, you know, I feel like people can build a house from the ground up, but getting creative, like how the architect and the designer did with adding those smaller 6 bedrooms, because it is kind of it was a wonky setup in space to begin with. So it's all very exciting. It's keeping everyone busy. It's all we talk about.
Yes. No, it's
and
really fun.
I actually hadn't heard the update on the doorknob, so I'm happy to hear that.
Breaking news.
No, it is breaking news.
Also, I think that it's helpful when you are making these choices. You got to be decisive.
Yes.
Because there are so many choices. And I found that I just have to, and sometimes it helps to narrow it down. Sometimes there are too many choices that I just want to say, okay, give me three choices.
And I think that that is a great tip, because you could be at this for the rest of your life if you went through every single, like, whether you, if this is actually a really good tip, whether you're narrowing it down from price, style, or just like where you're going to get it from. Even when we go to the showroom, which is already been pared down, there's still a ton of choices.
Oh, and they're bringing out catalogs. We have this. I mean, you can really get whatever you want. So narrowing it down, and also the person in the showroom is highly gifted in this area.
Very knowledgeable.
She loves her job. I mean, that's half the battle. So she knows everything. She understands it all. And she also is very good at guiding.
I would agree with that. Yep.
And then I also think that something that has helped me as well is like home decor magazines. I prefer to look through the magazines instead of online at pictures. Totally. And then I've just been ripping out things that I like, and I keep it in a folder.
Yes.
So then when I meet with the designer, and she's fantastic, she always has, I'm very visual, so she has pictures of things to show me. So I think not that anyone was asking, but I do think if you're about to do a project, any kind of project, having a mood board or visuals is really good.
And also, like, I think even just starting, like, the style of the house is going to be very traditional. And it's also going to be pretty – it's a dressy house. Like, I feel like it's a formal
– we all know I love white.
Yes.
Distant gray. So that's my favorite paint color. I'm still going to have white walls, white woodwork.
Yep. Yeah.
Predominantly white. I'm just not going all white on the furniture, because I'm hoping – that someday there will be grandchildren and son-in-laws coming over, and we don't need them nervous to be sitting on a white couch, even though we don't act crazy about it. But it is, we need something that's, you know, can handle children and lots of people.
And I agree. And I feel like when you redid the house, this was like, what, 3 or 4 years ago? It was my sophomore year of college. It was just time. So you wanted something, like, I needed just something completely different than what the house looked like before. And it really did brighten everything and open things up. But in the new house, you're going to have a lot more space. It's a much bigger home. So there's going to be room to kind of be playful and have different themes relating to each space. So I also think that is like plays into it.
And even, I mean, I could keep talking about this all day, but
why not?
I'm going to have an office, which I'm sort of calling like my command center.
Yes.
That I'm really excited about, because it'll be kind of right inside the back door.
Yep.
Also near a powder room. And that is going to, I'm thinking of like a big table that's pink.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in a couple comfortable chairs, or I think maybe we were talking about a love seat.
Mm.
So if you guys are over or whatever, and you can come sit in there if we're working on something.
Yeah.
So bright, you know,
fun colors. I'm excited about it. And then the primary bedroom will be on the first floor.
Yes.
So that's also going to be on the left side of the house. So the family room's in the center, kind of nestled, and then the kitchen's going to be on the right, and then the master's going to be on the left. So your architect really loves symmetry and kind of focused on, like, okay, half of the house is for the daytime, half of the house is for the nighttime, which I also really like as well.
So did I
thought that was like an easy way to start off with, because again, you could, like, there's so many different directions you could go with the house. So symmetry is another good way to just start, like keeping things lined up, if you will. Who doesn't love, no one's ever been like, gosh, that's too symmetrical,
right?
You know?
No, and I love symmetry.
Totally.
So I am very much for everything he suggests. And it makes order to the architectural plans.
And at the end of the day, we really just like order.
We do. We like order.
We love order. So if you want us to answer any other specific questions relating to the house, we're more than happy to talk about it. Like I said, this is really kind of what we're doing with all of our time, and we keep talking about it. You know, you're always at meetings, and it's a group effort, and sometimes I join, and it's so very interesting as well.
It is interesting. So it's been windows and doorknobs.
Yep.
And
like, you've already done plumbing, you've done the big stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now it's just working with, well, breaking ground very shortly, and then working with the designer to get all the furnishings ordered. I think you said like by July or something. Mm-hmm. So those are next steps, and we got to get posting on Instagram with that.
I know. We have to figure out a creative way to do it.
Yeah, I think a creative way to just kind of keep track of the progression. Most definitely.
Okay, well, that was fun to talk about.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed that update. I feel like we hadn't touched upon it, so I'm very pleased with that. Now we're going to move into our topic for today, which is discussing spring clothes, specifically our spring must-haves that we think are essential for a capsule wardrobe. And we have chosen 8 items that we not only own, wear, but are excited about. I didn't know where that was going.
I didn't either.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to say. I just like
super enthusiastic
lay
though.
On the plane.
Yeah.
But I am super excited for so many different things. One, we have a really fun spring break trip coming up soon. And I know that it's spring break season upon us, especially when this podcast is going to be coming out. It's still going to be the beginning of March. So if you are in college, I know that most spring I know that if you're in college, most spring breaks are within the next few weeks, predominantly in March. And then like for us in high school, we had our spring break in April around Easter. So it's that season, you know, the kids are out of school and the seasons are changing and there's midterms and we got to get going. We got to take a little trip.
So. Right. It's time.
I don't know who that character was. I was picturing like a busy mom with like 3 kids, you know, and they're going to
yes.
Siesta.
Right. That was good. I liked it.
We're going to Naples. That was like Sebastian Maniscalco.
I don't know who you
are. I don't know who this woman is, but she's busy, okay? Right. She's got to get these kids through school.
I know.
Anyway, okay, so we're going to Palm Springs, California.
Oh, I'm for so excited.
Elizabeth's spring break. I'm obviously crashing because I'm currently a stay-at-home daughter. No, I'm kidding. And I'm so excited. We have never been to Palm Springs. You went to Palm Springs for what was it again?
I have been to Palm Springs with my best friend from college. In college, we went to my sorority's grand convention or something. There were 3 or 4 of us, and we got to go.
That is so fun.
Yes. However, we went in the summer and it's approximately 2,000 degrees.
Yeah, that's a no.
It was so hot. So I mean, I vaguely remember it. And Dad's been there a couple of times for different work things. But yes. I don't know. It just seems like you're going to the desert. There's no water around, but it'll be
right.
fun.
I feel like we just wanted something. Well, we haven't been to California in a bit. The last time we were there was also for a spring break. And I'm pretty sure, was I in high school still? Or was this freshman year? No, I was in high school. It's my senior year, I think, of high school.
It was.
We went to Pelican Bay.
We did. But then we also went to Hawaii and stayed in LA for a few days on the way home. And that was after that.
Oh my gosh. We went to.
I'm not sure. I'm not able to fact check this right now.
No, you know what it was?
What?
I know what it is. Because we went to Greece my senior year of high school for the summer trip. We went to California for spring break, senior year of high school. Freshman year of college.
Yep, you're right.
We went to Hawaii because it was Claire's senior year of college.
There
so then we were in LA for like a night or two as well. So that's what it was. We were there the following year. I haven't been back to California since. Well, then COVID hit and, you know, the whole world
freaked out.
We haven't
been there yet.
Right. And obviously we love Palm Beach and we considered going back to Palm Beach, but we wanted something different.
Something different.
We needed something different. And there wasn't any other part of Florida that was calling our name.
We're excited about Palm Springs.
We're so excited for Palm Springs. So if you guys have any recommendations, please let me know in my direct messages or really any platform. You guys always know where to reach me. And we're staying in a fun hotel. So I was doing a whole, we've been spring break shopping. And
yes.
We have been gathering some items to bring on the trip and then also to just kick off the spring season. Mm-hmm. And so we have a little list. And we can kind of just go back and forth. Why don't you start off? Because you actually made the list.
Okay, so I'm going to say number one, of course, is some sort of a blazer. And I would always say a blazer for any occasion, but I really feel like blazers are in.
I could not agree with you more.
This spring.
Oh, yeah.
I really think they are. So a bright colored blazer, a patterned one.
I'm thinking navy is coming to mind when I think of a spring blazer.
Okay. Or you could just go with a solid navy blazer.
Yeah.
I was going more with a fun one.
Oh, you were going with a fun one?
I kind of
Yeah, go with a fun one. I'd go with a fun one. I don't know what I'm saying. I was thinking like a travel blazer, but you're thinking of like a...
I'm saying if you... This isn't on our list, but if you've got white pants or just basic pants, a fun blazer will already go with any of those things.
Totally.
Or jeans, any kind of denim.
Yeah.
But again, you can never go wrong with a blue blazer.
No.
But if you're going to add something, you could, I mean, I feel like Zara has
green,
some really.
Like a green blazer.
A green one. Zara has some really cute ones. I love Aqua from Bloomingdale's. They have great priced tweed.
Tweed, yeah. You know what? I feel like green has really been the color of the season. That's I'm seeing it everywhere. And I was filming yesterday in a green sweater. So go watch that vlog. It's the perfect sweater for St. Patrick's Day. And it got me thinking, like, on any hair color, I feel as though, and skin color, green looks good on people. It's
kind of like that universal
flattering color. And I feel like
what
we don't talk about it enough.
Really cute, that really cute dress, the one shoulder green.
Yeah.
That's on your vlog.
That's on the vlog. That's going to be on a reel and a TikTok.
You know what? You're on to something.
No, I seriously
it does go with any hair color. Blonde, red,
Dark hair, brown hair. I can't think of any other
Kelly hair green. We all should be wearing Kelly green.
No, I thought about it by myself yesterday and I was like, I don't know why more people aren't talking about it. Number one, let's just start this conversation. And then on top of that, wearing it.
Yes.
Like, wear green. I'm telling you. I always get compliments when I wear green. And I'm like, seriously?
I am always on a quest for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Because we always march in the parade and we do stuff like that. So over the years, I'm always looking for it. And it's hard to find, but not this year.
Certainly not.
I have a Kelly green. I wore it the other day. It's like a trench, really cute jacket that I got at Zara.
Super cute with gold buttons. We got that in Columbus on our little shopping trip. That's so cute.
It's
for
really
some
cute.
Reason, like the Zara jackets on you look so expensive. I'm not saying that it's going to be applied to everybody. Like I think it's person to person. Like I'm not guaranteeing anything because sometimes I put stuff on and I look like a fool.
Well, Zara had some. I always love Zara jackets or
you've
coats.
Always said that. Yeah.
Always love them.
You found a couple the other day when we were in Columbus.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Thrice.
Yep.
Fabulous. Okay,
the next. Okay, so blazer. That was the first one.
Piggybacking off of the jacket trend for spring, a little bit more niche, a little bit more specific, we recommend a lady jacket.
Which I
talk about the hat.
Loving.
Yes.
Okay, so the lady jackets are everywhere. It's basically a little cropped, think like Chanel tweed kind of an idea.
Yep.
But they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Zara, H&M, Abercrombie. We got a cute cream one at Abercrombie.
Yeah.
You had an adorable pink one the other day.
Oh my God.
In fact, you did a really cute mood board of all lady jackets.
I actually need to post that picture because where was that from? It was a brand I never heard of.
I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Urban
Revivo. Did you find that on like Instagram or something?
I did. I followed somebody and she had it on and I got it for myself, but it looks better on you.
So cute. I wore that to one of the design meetings with just a pixie pant, a penny loafer, and a button down. So total basics. And then I just threw that fun jacket on top of it. And it was great.
I think even more than a blazer, if you were going to go for something kind of trendy this spring, I would get a lady jacket.
Yeah. And I think that, well, I did just get a white one from Abercrombie, which is a good all year round. But for some reason, that pink.
Oh, my gosh. It's adorable.
With the gold buttons was really standing out. It looked fresh. It looked it looked clean. It looked different.
And I feel like you could wear it in the summer even with a short, like cute shorts.
Oh, totally. You could throw it over a sundress in the evening.
Yes.
You could wear it to work. You could wear it out.
Oh my gosh. Everywhere.
Yeah. Let's start a lady jacket club. Okay. The second one is going. No, I'm sorry. The third one that we have would be a straw handbag. How groundbreaking. I will never, ever, ever get tired of a straw handbag.
I love straw handbags.
I love straw.
I do too.
Whoever thought of that? Like one day, let's roll out. I mean, I'm sure it was a really long time ago. Straw. As far as textures go in the world of clothes and fashion, I still think that straw is the most innovative.
I love it.
It always has been. It's always been ahead of its time. Mm. We just purchased three new ones. That's another question that I get is like, they want straw recommendations. And I feel like straw's everywhere, but I think that it's very like specific to what you need. If you want a pool bag, you know, that needs to be a bigger size bag.
Yeah, there's so many categories. I think you do need different ones.
Yeah, and I also think the shades of straw are different. Like some can be really yellowy, some can be brown undertones.
Right.
It's kind of like the rattan. We were just talking about that in a design meeting, and you don't like the super...
I don't like the super dark.
You don't like the super dark rattan. And I think that can also be applied to straw.
No,
so
you have to be particular about what straw handbags.
Yes. We just purchased a really cute one from J. Crew, which has a little gold chain. So you can actually do a crossbody and then it can be a little handbag as well. So that was a super versatile one. And then two really cute ones from Target as well.
I'm going to back up to the J. Crew one. if anyone was paying attention a while ago, you ordered a little kit from Amazon that was like four different length chains.
Yes.
And I'm thinking that would come in. It was like $15 for four different gold plated chains. Crazy. But that J. Crew one, the gold chain comes off of it and you could put a shorter one and make it a little shoulder bag.
Yeah.
So cute.
So cute. I love it. Super cute.
So I would say definitely a straw handbag of some sort, whether it's a tote, a clutch,
in any capacity, you can never go wrong. Yes.
Maybe get two.
Oh, we have, piggybacking off of that, for the fourth item, we have a straw/raffia heel.
Yes.
I love it.
I stand by that one too.
Totally. Because that could be applied to an Easter look, you know, mm-hmm. a Mother's Day brunch.
Yes.
Now we're in the summer, all summer long. Pretty much any trip to a warm climate.
Target has cute ones.
Yep.
J. Crew has an adorable one with like these bows on it.
Yeah.
I feel like they're everywhere. I just got a really cute one from Dillard's.
Dillard's has really been doing the most.
Oh my gosh. I love their collaborations.
And Antonio Milani is the line that we predominantly purchase from on Dillard's. We were really down on Dillard's for a good amount of time. For a long time. We refused to like go into the store. And then there's been a bit of a resurgence in the merchandise that they are putting out.
I grew up going to Dillard's.
Yeah.
And that's where I went for everything. Homecoming dresses. Like everything was Dillard's.
Yes.
And then I really rebelled about, I don't know, 8 years ago because the store was near us was jam-packed. You couldn't even get through. There was so much merchandise. And now I feel like they've improved everything.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So there's a really cute raffia heel
that you just purchased.
Oh my gosh, so cute. And I can wear that. I'll wear it all summer. Last summer I had a Jack Rogers pair that was like a nice heel open in the back with a like a cute bow on the front. Pretty neutral.
Yeah.
I wore it all summer.
Wore it all summer.
Mm-hmm.
Really good tip.
So I think one little bit of a heel that you can wear with white pants or dresses.
And you said the next one is a raffia or straw woven mule.
Yes, I really am into the raffia and straw, but I do think for spring, if you're going to work or whatever, like that's a cute little,
some sort of a
flat, but a little dressier.
Like a backless loafer or just a flat?
I think like a backless loafer or a flat. Yeah. Or a flat.
Or a flat.
Either one. It's so hard to just pick one.
Literally either one. I would recommend both.
Or,
I like that.
Or even like, you know, I love Sam Edelman loafers. Love. Like you could go with like a muted patent leather that's nude.
Oh, cute.
They have a really cute one or like a pale pink.
Yeah. I like that.
A woven one.
I like all of that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Okay. The next one that we have, the seventh. I'm sorry. Oh, you only did seven.
No. Here's eight.
Why can I not like read your simple list? Okay. Number six is a patterned or solid cardigan.
Yeah,
explain this.
Well, I'm off on this, but I feel like there are a lot of cardigans everywhere. Little V-neck, button-up, kind of summer crop. A
lot of sweater sets I'm seeing.
Yes.
A lot of just sets in general, but like even we got the dress and sweater combo that matched together.
Well, if you jump ahead on my list,
number eight is literally matching sets. Yeah.
Any kind of matching set, like a little pant and top matching set, just like what you said, a little skirt and sweater.
So cute.
Blazer, lady jacket, and like J. Crew has this adorable pink and white lady jacket and then a matching skirt.
Yeah.
So I think that everybody needs, if we're going to pick something, one little matching set.
I love it.
It could be pants and a blazer.
Yeah. I think that this all kind of piggybacks. And then you can wear your straw or raffia. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Heel or mule that will go with the set. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this was actually the seventh, but we'll just cap it out on the eighth one, is a navy pant.
Yes. Because I feel like black or white.
You might have.
But let's just go with a navy for the spring.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I really, really like that. Navy is, I feel like I get more of a response when I wear like a navy trouser, a little bit of a richer color.
Yes, and it's welcoming spring because
it is welcoming spring.
Just a little bit lighter than the black pant.
Yes, because especially when we're like, I mean, March, it's still going to be very dreary winter weather where we are. But when you're heading into April, like, I don't know, maybe switching it up when you're going into the office, you don't want to wear such a heavy black pant, mm-hmm. but lightening it up and kind of nodding your head to the upcoming season. with a navy pant is exactly what we all should be doing.
Well, and that's why I was kind of thinking a fun blazer, because I knew
yes,
that we
I see
put,
where you're going.
We had put navy pants, so now we've got a suit.
Well, now we have a suit.
We have your navy suit. So I was mean, like, do a navy pant and then like you said, like a Kelly green or a fun pattern tweed blazer.
I see it.
Mm-hmm. That you could wear with the navy pant, or you could also wear with white or denim on the weekends.
Yes, 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 yes.
I've got all this all in my head. It's a really cute spring capsule.
All of these things working so nicely together, coexisting yes. in your closet. And again, when you're shopping for spring break, I don't think you should just look at it like, oh, I'm only going to wear this on the trip. You're setting yourself up for your summer wardrobe. This is like the kind of the beginning of your summer wardrobe.
Okay, that is excellent. I did not know that this list had to be spring break, because obviously I would have put a swimming suit on.
No,
there.
No, it's not spring break.
Okay, good.
This but is I'm just saying,
for spring.
This is for spring, but I feel like the first time that people go to buy spring clothes is maybe for their spring break. I could be
good
wrong.
Point. Good
but
point.
Maybe if you don't go on spring break, you're just looking for clothes in general. But there could be an upcoming trip that you're going on.
Yes.
But to me, like when I was like in high school or college, like the spring break trip, it would be my first.
Yes.
Reminder to start shopping for spring clothes.
That's true.
So,
and you would get and right now, as we all know, everything is ahead. So if you want swimming suits for summer, this is when you need to get them.
I would agree with that. Yep.
And they're all out, and there's lots of them.
There's lots of them. Yes.
Again, Antonio Milani had some cute ones. I can't think of the collaborations. Jennifer something or other. Really cute swimming suits.
I posted about it on my Instagram, and I saw it from another influencer, but it's this Kelly green, again, going back to that green, one-piece swimming suit with a matching cardigan.
It's
in swimsuit form.
My mind just was blown with that one. And the swimming suit has little pearls on it, but a cardigan, and it's almost like a swimsuit material. I had actually ordered it for you before you saw it.
Oh, good. That actually makes me feel better.
No. I ordered it, and then I saw this person put it on Instagram as well. But we already had it. It was en route.
I knew it was, because you're always ahead of it. It's so cute. And again, I feel like the word that keeps coming back to me is fresh.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, I feel like we're seeing everything as neutral and taupe and
this voice blah. Is back.
This is a different woman. She's not the same woman trying to get her kids to spring break. This woman is like fed up
worn
with life.
Out.
She's worn out. She finds a way to be negative about everything.
I don't like her.
She's just like, you know, thinks that she's stuck in, very stuck in her ways.
Yes.
But she's a fan of color. she feels as though color will be the solution to all of her problems.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. When in reality, she needs to look in the mirror.
She's going to put that Kelly green on and wow, feel so much better.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm glad that we had this convo about upcoming spring trends, because again, it can be difficult to sift through. Like, if you're thinking, what am I even supposed to get? You know?
I also think, I'm just going to add, this isn't on the list.
Yeah.
I could have kept going with the list, but the dress situation, there are so many cute dresses. I do not look good in this style. The flowing sundresses.
Yeah. The billowing.
It's kind of like the nap dress thing is continuing. I don't think anyone has altered it at all, and it's still going. And it looks beautiful on most people. I do not look good in that style whatsoever.
Yeah, that's just not you.
It's not me at all, but it's pretty cute. And I still think that's going.
And we picked up a few dresses for spring break. I show one from Target that's a longer billowing dress. And those can be really... That's a packable item in my mind. You can just kind of roll it up and throw it into something.
Well, I wish that I felt comfortable in them, because you can dress them up with a heel or just wear a sneaker or a sandal with it.
Right.
And
I mean, I wore that during the day in Palm Beach just to shop around.
Yes.
It is kind of like with a little Hermes sandal or like a similar brown tan leather look on the bottom. So,
and a straw tote.
And going back to that straw tote that we have already purchased because it's in our spring capsule wardrobe. Yeah.
Can I add another thing? A hat.
I mean,
a straw hat.
Yes. Yes.
Again, I do not look good in those, but you
guys
do.
No, that's not true. You look good in hats. You look really cute in like those where it's like it's not a hat all the way around.
Oh, the visor thing kind of.
Yeah, because you have short hair, we have to see some of your hair.
Yes.
So you look good in like a visor.
You're using your hands.
I'm using
my hands.
And
you're portraying like a lampshade kind of a thing.
No. Like, what are those called? They're kind of retro.
Just a wide-brimmed hat? I don't know.
But it's not a full hat.
I don't really wear hats.
You guys get it. You wear baseball hats like walking.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's more like to protect yourself from the weather. But
right. Or if I sit out in the sun, I put a little baseball cap on, like a white one or something cute.
Well, you have to be in the mood to wear a hat. Like, I'm not going to wear a hat if I just got my hair done or like sometimes.
And with short hair like I have, it makes it really hat head. So there's no turning back.
You do get hat head.
It makes it so flat. I just don't. I don't wear hats, but I like everyone else. I mean, I always loved you guys in a hat.
Yeah. Sometimes
my mom wears hats. She looks good in them.
She does look good in them.
She kind of owns it.
But
I would like to be a hat person now that I'm thinking about it, but I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening. And why cover such a beautiful face? There's no need to do that.
But it is nice if you're sitting out in the sun.
Yes. Well, obviously, you know, stay protected from the sun.
So that was another extra thing that I would add, because you did get a really cute little sun hat.
Yeah. And I feel like that is such an easy thing to pick up along the way for, and even just purchasing one that's not super expensive. So you don't have to, again, if you are traveling, I'm just putting this in the context of traveling because I feel like it's coming up for a lot of people. You know, don't break the bank when it comes to a sun hat. Because,
oh, gosh, no. You have a really cute one that's packable. Do you know what I'm talking about? It kind of Velcros in the
back.
That's
the one that I was saying looks good on you.
You know what? I see what you mean. It's almost like, I'm going to call it like a half hat.
Yes, a half hat. It looks good on you.
Yeah. Is that a thing? A half hat.
We
and
just made
it almost looks like a visor and it has a bow in the back. And that was from Walmart. It was like a set of three.
Seriously?
I've had that forever. Or Amazon or something. And I think I put it in an Easter basket years ago. And that's a cute one. A half hat.
It's like rimmed in black and it looks so retro. And first of all, it's expensive. I've never been able to get rid of it because I think it's so cute.
It's really cute.
I always pull it out with any like summer out because I think it's so chic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are our spring thoughts. We can continue this conversation if you want us to touch upon some other things. But definitely go check out my most recent YouTube video because I visualize all this and I show it in the video so you can actually see what we're talking about. Because it's kind of hard just, you know, the audio version. And then also on Instagram, I posted some reels about it. Okay, everyone, that is pretty much everything that we had planned for today's episode. I hope you guys are all doing well and you are getting excited for upcoming spring break, upcoming spring. If you're in high school and college, I feel like people are really in the thick of school.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So, you know, always thinking of you. And hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode and be sure to follow Sincerely Anne, follow myself. And yeah, I don't think that I have anything else really.
Thank you for having me again.
Always, always, always. You don't have to thank. You're half of this show at this point. Please. It's just as much yours as it is mine. My Lord. See, I don't know who this person is.
I don't know who that is either.
I don't know either. I think she's friends with the other too.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. I think we're done here. Emily's speaking in different voices. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope you all have a fabulous start of your week. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.